Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Divine Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, I Believe in God. This is based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 36 and 37. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place of dragons, an astonishment and an hissing without an inhabitant. Unless we believe in the promises that God has made to us, we will never put all of our trust in Him to deliver us from our enemies. There are times in our lives when our enemies rise up against us. There are times in our lives where we just don't know what to do and we cry out to God for help. Now, this is exactly what the children of Israel did when they stood by the rivers of Babylon and remembered their homeland, Zion. As they cried out to God for help, I'm sure they wondered how long this oppression will last. As they cried out for help, and they cried out to God, the Lord heard their request for help. Through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord made the following statements found in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 36 to 37. He said, therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragon, an astonishment, and an hissing without an inhabitant. Here the Lord is reminding the children of Israel that they should not try to take up matters into their own hands. They should believe in the promises that He made to them before they were taken into captivity. Do you remember what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 19? Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So in this passage of scripture, the Lord was reminding the children of Israel that vengeance belongs to Him. You see, my friend, God is the only one who can effectively take care of our enemies for us. God is the only one who knows exactly what should be done so that our enemies will become a dunghill. God is the only one who knows how to deal with that oppressive boss that we are currently working with. God is the only one who knows how to deal with that family member who continues to strive against us over and put hindrances in our way. God is the only one who knows how to deal with the church brethren who continue to gossip and spread rumors about us behind our back. You see, my friend, God never asks us to take up matters in our own hand. God asks us to believe in Him and in the promises that He made to us. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord asks us to do the following. One, He said so in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. God does not want us to spend our energies trying to avenge ourselves. Instead, God wants us to spend our energies praying for those who use us and persecute us. God wants us to use our energies to develop positive thoughts for those who continue to make our lives a living hell. Today, the Lord is reminding us that the same way He delivered the children of Israel from Babylonian captivity, it's the same way that He is going to deliver us from our enemies and those who rise up against us. All we are required to do is to wait patiently for the Lord and believe in Him. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, judgment given unto this appeal by the righteous judge of heaven and earth on behalf of Israel against Babylon, he sits in the throne judging right, is ready to receive complaints and answer, I will plead thy cause, leave it with me. I will in due time plead it effectually and make the vengeance for thee, and every drop of Jerusalem's blood shall be accounted for with interest. Israel and Judah seem to have been neglected and forgotten, but God had an eye on them. Verse 5. It is true, their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. They were a provoking people, and their sins were filled with sins of the Holy God. They were provoking God, and they were terrible people. And therefore, He justly delivered them up in the hands of their enemies, and might justly have abandoned them and left them to perish in their hands. But God deals better with them than they deserve. And notwithstanding their iniquities and His servitudes, Israel is not forsaken, is not cast down, though he be cast out, but is owned and looked after by his God, by the Lord of hosts. God is his God still, and will act for him as the Lord of hosts, a God of power. Note, though God's people may have broken his law and fallen under his rebukes, yet it does not therefore follow that they are thrown out of covenant. But God's care of them and love to them will flourish again. The Chaldeans thought they should never be called to account for what they had done against God's people, the children of Israel. But there is a time fixed for vengeance. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that we will continue to believe in the fact that God alone can deliver us from our enemies. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder that we need to believe in you and believe that you will take care of us even when we are oppressed, persecuted, and under stress. Thank you, Lord, for your words of comfort and reminder that you will stand up for us, because vengeance belongs to you. You shall repay. Thank you for your blessing upon our lives today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.